Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Cold temperatures into Sunday. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Provincial police have closed King Street West approaching Toronto Road and King Street East in Colborne this morning as emergency crews are attending to a structural fire. Northumberland County officials say in a press release that a Northumberland County Housing Corporation apartment complex at 8 King Street West is burning. A notification came in just after 4 a.m. this morning. Paramedics have transported four individuals to hospital with non-life-threatening concerns, including three firefighters and one tenant. Approximately 20 people have been displaced as a result of the fire. Social services staff will continue working closely with these tenants to identify alternate accommodation options. The Keeler Center has been opened to serve as an evacuation point. The cause of the fire has yet to be determined. Environment Canada has extended the cold warning into this weekend. Wind chills are forecasted to be minus 25 to minus 30, with similar colder temperatures into Sunday morning. Frostbite is possible for prolonged skin exposure. The Northumberland Land Trust has completed another land acquisition, this time just north of Vernonville. The 332 acres was donated by Rob and Frida Kennedy, and they have named the reserve Wilhelmina Woods after Mr. Kennedy's late mother. The property features a diverse and regionally significant woodland, primarily composed of pines, maple, ash, birch, jack pine, hickory, and old-growth hemlock. In the eastern portion of the property, patches of unelevated wetland are found, filtering water from Cold Creek, which flows south through the easternmost parcels. 15 at-risk species have been identified within the property. The property is expected to be open to the public for hiking, bird watching, and enjoying nature. In sports, registration is now open for the Castleton Cup Pond Hockey Tournament, taking place on Family Day, February 16th. With weather permitting, this event is open to all ages, and the funds raised go to support youth sports at the Castleton Sports Fields. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
By joining the skilled trades, you'll make a living while making places to live. With over 140 skilled trades to choose from, there's more opportunity than ever to create a stable career for today and tomorrow. Building stronger communities right here in the place we call home. That's how we protect Ontario. Join the skilled trades. Learn more at ontario.ca/skilledtrades. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
It's cold out there. And for too many people in our community, it's more than just the weather. The coldest night of the year is a winterific, family-friendly fundraising walk supporting local charities helping people facing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Join Hope and Light Urban Outreach in Cobourg on Saturday, February 28th, as we walk together toward our $30,000 goal. Bundle up, bring the family, and be part of the warmth, because it's cold out there. Thank you to our media sponsor, Northumberland 89.7, for helping us warm our community together. Visit cnoy.org/Cobourg to register.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast from Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Partly cloudy, slight chance of flurries tonight, low minus 20, wind chill near minus 27. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high minus 11, wind chill minus 27 in the morning and minus 18 in the afternoon. Sunny for Sunday, high minus 6. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.